Can I move to now? Dora.
Hi everyone, my name is Dora, and thank you so much for having me on the panel. This will be a rather lightweight contribution. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Imagi Labs, a company that is inspiring and sparking the interest of teenage girls for technology and programming. The reason why I was invited to this panel is because we're part of the App Association, which is a group of thousands of independent app makers all over the world. And I'm here to represent the actual developer perspective. Just a little bit more about my background and what I'm working on. So Imagi Labs, my startup, just recently launched our first product. So we have a physical gadget, which I have right here. This is the Imagi Charm, which some people call sort of a modern age Tamagotchi that you can customize through coding. So what happens is that our users learn to code in Python, a programming language, through creating different visuals and animations that they can then upload to their gadget and show the world what they can create with code. So we're making programming more tangible and relatable. So this way we have both a physical good that we sell and distribute, and we also have an app that's live on the app stores. So from my perspective, both for my company, the reason why I started is because I believe that technology is so incredibly powerful and important in shaping our future. And today, women are not equally involved in tech, which is why I'm working to bring more women into technology. But when you think of apps in particular, I just think it's so exciting and so incredible how much apps are contributing to our everyday lives and to our economy in general. I mean, of course, during COVID, there were extreme amounts of new apps that just came out to actually make people's lives easier and better. Really learning about the disease, learning about where you can get tested, getting new information, staying connected with friends and family. So in general, obviously, I just have a very strong opinion how much apps are contributing to bettering our lives. And so that sort of brings me to my second point where actually, as a small company who has launched an app for us, the existence of app stores and platforms has been a very important. We rely on these platforms to distribute our app. And actually being in a unique position where we have both the physical good and the app has, I think, given me an interesting perspective where we're very much used to relying on or having to figure out how to distribute physical goods, and that being a really big challenge. And so in comparison to that, launching our app on the App Store was incredibly easy and has given us the opportunity to focus on the user experience, to focus on developing our product and do what we're good at, and have a global reach instantly to be able to be ensured that the safety and security measures are in place. So really it has given us a big chance to rather focus on building our app and be able to reach many users quickly. So of course, there is difficulties and there is problems with the app stores, but the guidelines for us have given us a good structure to sort of build up on. But of course, I understand and agree with the necessary regulations. And so here, again, I come from a non-policy background, so don't necessarily know the exact definition of gatekeepers and what it should be, but I definitely agree with the points that were just brought up, that behaviors in particular should be regulated. And I think some gates are important for keeping bad actors out of the market and for our app, and especially because we're focusing on younger audiences. What I think of a lot and what I focus on a lot is you know, privacy and security of young users and how much the existing platforms help us provide that security. And then finally, I'm really just wrapping up quickly, but coming from, you know, a startup tech background, what we do always is we focus so much on our users, and we gather a lot of data and we iterate quickly. So I wish that more voices like mine will be heard when it comes to regulating apps and app stores, because we are essentially the end user, or part of the end users of the regulations that are being made. The majority of apps are developed by really small developers. So if regulations will be made, then it's important that our voices are heard, and not just the voices of really big players who are able to get louder and have a bigger reach. So I think, yeah, it's important to sort of preserve and support what works, and then regulate based on data and insights from the players in the market. Thank you.
Thank you, Dora. Excellent.